If you move near Abdul Malik, let the for the ladies can be open. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah, Allah.
Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Aziz Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Kareem Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, Allah, 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 Sultanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Sultan, means He is the Creator, and we are His servants. Everyone in this life has a goal. Someone, his goal might be to be a leader. Someone has goal to be famous. Someone, his goal in life to be plumber. Someone, his goal in life is to be lazy. Someone in life, he likes to be musician. Everyone has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everyone something that he is happy with. And if you meet what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you to be happy with, you will be content in this life. Like if you are on this navigation today system, that you put an address and you want to go to that address, it will calculate for you the route and calculate for you everything and say, okay, take that direction. Sometime you might say, okay, I know better, I take this direction. And you make a left turn or a right turn, different from the direction that the navigation system is telling you to follow. Doctor? Correct? What I said?
He said instead of going to the right, go to the left. The navigation system telling you to go right, you're going to the left.
Doctor is tired. It's correct what he said. Little bit navigation system is little bit off. Little bit navigation system calculate for you the direction where you have to reach your goal. But doctor, look at me. But it's, you might sometime you say, oh, I know better, I take that route or that route, right or left. Immediately the navigation system tells you turn, make you turn and go back to that original
destination
that you are looking for. So whatever you do on your own, the navigation system is going to tell you you are wrong, go back to that destination. It doesn't let you to go your own destination. They want you to go to their destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for us a destination. And He sent His Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us the way for that destination. That this is the way. If you go right or you go left, different from the straightforward destination that they put for us, immediately your guide, that's why a teacher is needed, to bring you back to the normal track. Now you don't need to look at me. Finish. It's very important that the guide is going like the when you put when you are following the destination that the navigation system put for you, they calculate for you the distance and the time, and they say this is the time. So this is Sharia of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take you to your destination, to Akhirah. If you go right or left, deviating from that, immediately the navigation system will recalculate back how to bring you back to the normal line. Sometimes you cannot make a U-turn. They tell you, okay, don't make a U-turn. Complete, go 1 mile more and turn from there left, and you will hit back your own destination. So the job of the guide is immediately when he see you going astray, direct you which way you have to take in order to bring you back to the real Siratul Mustaqim, to the real path that it is written for you. So every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a destination that we have to follow. But we are happy with what we are, because our ego asks to be a leader. The other one wants to be a musician, the other one to be a plumber, the other one to be a doctor, the other one driver, the other one to be lazy, the other one likes to sit and sleep. Everyone likes something. That's why guide comes and say, oh no, you are going far away from your main destination. Come back and guide you to the right way. By yourself, you cannot do it. You might have good intention that if I don't take the main direction that the navigation system gave to me, I am more clever to go around that and find a way quicker to that destination. And sometimes you will lose your way, and it takes you more time in order to find back your destination. That's why guide is very important in the life, in a human life, because the guide can shorten the distances. Like today, navigation system, you tell them, give me the shortest distance. A guide can shorten the distance for you. There are many people today are working in healing. In different kind of healings. They like to work for the best of humanity, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that ability to do that. But they don't want to be like medical doctors. They want to be healer through different ways of spiritual kind of doctorship, which is far more difficult than healing through tablets or healing through normal medical procedures. Because it needs, when a patient comes to the doctor, take the stethoscope, make it like, put it like that, cough, you have this problem. Raise your hand. I cannot, I have pain. You have this. Do this, 5 minutes, take from you $200, $300. But he's a radiologist, he doesn't take money. He look behind this desk. So take from you $200, $300. I say, okay, take that tablet, you'll be okay. Alhamdulillah, Allah is ni'mah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors, Allah is saying to Prophet, tell people. So you tell people, no problem. Let them come. Because if they don't spend money, they don't appreciate what they are taking. Some people, they prefer to do healing in a different way. They want to do healing through spiritual means, which is far more difficult than medical means. Medical means, you go to the university, you study, you have millions and millions of pharmaceutical companies, they are studying every drug and whatever it affects and contradicts, side effect, everything, they are telling you this and this and this and this. Spiritual healing is something that relates to heavens, doesn't relate to dunya. Medical healing, normal healing, it relates to dunya work. But heavenly healing, it relates to akhirah, to heavens. And anything relates to heavens has to follow certain procedures in order that you will be able to heal, or be able to heal yourself first and know what is wrong with you, then go and heal the others. Heavenly procedures, not everyone knows them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made under your control مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever in heavens and whatever on earth, in earth. He said وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He didn't say وَمَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. If he said وَمَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, means on whatever on the crest of the earth, on the top of the earth. He said وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and everything inside the earth. He made it for you under your control. And that these are signs, and they are ayat, signs and knowledge for you to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He is giving. Allah is saying, I am giving you that. But we are not able to relate with heavens, as Allah said, we have given under your control whatever in heavens. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Whatever in heavens, He's giving to you, but we cannot relate. We are blocked. Only what is on earth cannot go beyond. Beyond is only for those who are reaching the highest level of purity. Those who are still struggling with dunya procedures, with dunya, they might be given a window for heavens, but not more. Or they might be given a TV that can show them a little bit of what's going around in heavens. But you are not getting under your control what is in heavens, as you are getting under your control what is in dunya. Now in dunya, everything is under your control. Not all of it. You are mining diamond, you are mining gold, you are mining silver, you are mining minerals, you are mining everything, your oil, fuel, you are mining, you are growing plants, you are growing herbs, you are growing this, you are doing factories, you are doing that. So Allah gave you, you are doing. But more than that, why you cannot do something that relate to heavens? Because we are still, dunya is pulling our legs. So healers, in order to reach that high level, heavenly level, they need to relate, to find a way to relate to heavens. They need a key. When they use that key, it opens for them. And sometimes you'll be like, you see these Nintendo games. Do you know them? These games, or GameCube? Anyone plays with them? Anyone plays Nintendo game or GameCube? No one no plays? All of you, you play. Now you are going to make yourself awliya? Or what's the other one? PlayStation. You play PlayStation? You play? You? So why you didn't raise your hands? You play PlayStation? Huh?
Not PlayStation.
Nintendo?
Xbox.
Computer.
Computer. Whatever, you are playing something. Okay, sit behind Anu. So, when you play something, this is what I'm hearing from children, when you play something, it opens something else in the game. Correct that? No, this is what I heard today of me and Khan. You remember? You play something, and then if you were able to, what you say?
Pass the level,
you go more opening. Another key open, another door. More comes. And keeps more comes. And then what they do? They put memory chip. Why they put memory chip?
Explain. Save your level.
Why?
You don't have to go back because it's always on
a, yeah,
in memory.
Memory chip means you are already been establishing yourself into that level that you must not lose it. If you lose it, you lose all what you have done before. So that's why memory chip goes there. That memory chip is what you have already been given from your guide to guarantee that you don't go back to the original where you were beginning at the beginning. So they give you like a golden key. You don't need to go back. You are reaching that level now. Continue. You go a second level, you third level, they give you more. They put it in the memory chip, in the memory chip. What is that memory chip? It's the heart. As the person is increasing, that heart is receiving and building in the heart, in the human being, building their spirituality and uplifting them to reach higher level, that it will relate to them more and more heavenly doors to be opened. So, spiritual approach is more difficult because it relates to heaven. So you, as you are controlling, human being controlling earth in everything, environment on the earth and under the earth and within the earth, also there are spiritual healers, or if we call them awliya Allah, they have also access to whatever Allah gave them power in heavens. They can have different powers that heaven give to them. There is fuel on earth that run. What they run with fuel? Sheep,
metal,
ship,
metal.
Cars, aeroplanes, is that? They do everything from that fuel. There is a heavenly fuel that can run higher than what you run for aeroplane even. There is a fuel that you don't need. You use it, it will take you with the speed of light. It takes you with the speed higher than speed of light. Speed of mind, speed of heart. But you need the memory chip. And that memory chip is what the Sheikh is always, his hand is behind you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep us dunya and akhirah with Prophet. Grand Sheikh said one time, may Allah bless his soul, Sheikh Abdullah Fahd al-Dawastani, he said, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go for fighting the enemy, he left Muqdad ibn al-Aswad, one of the biggest Sahabi, that he was very, very, you say, administrative. He knows how to run the affair of people. He said to him, you take care of the people in Medina. I am leaving you behind. And Prophet put his hand on his back, like that, stamping him. And his hand, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his holy hand, was on the back of Muqdad al-Aswad till Judgment Day. That support. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, one time he showed us on his back that he has that hand on his back through one wali to another wali to come to Grand Sheikh, the hand that Prophet put in on the back of Muqdad al-Aswad is in the back of our Grand Sheikh. It's, you can see it there, the hand of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same signs. That is the memory chip, that is the support. That keeps you moving. It doesn't let you to go back. It's always in front. No back. No negative. So healers, they have to be always their heart connected with their sheikhs whenever they are trying to relate that fuel that comes from heavens, which we call it the energy. That cosmos energy in the cosmos that coming, cosmic energy that comes, that energy has to be always kept. And it is kept through the hand of the healers, by those healers that they are the masters, that they can heal and give power to their followers to be able to heal others, because their hands is behind. So really, who is healing is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that hand is moving. Now, healers are of two types. Healers that are using earthly and what is around the earth, means in what is around the earth or the solar system, or we can say this universe, whatever there is in this universe of power that's surrounding the earth, there are healers that they can heal through that power. There are healers, the second part, that they can retrieve their power from behind this universe, beyond this universe, because this universe is created. That created universe that we see around us, it is so vast that no one can reach its end. Wherever you advance, you still take from whatever is inside. You never be able to take whatever beyond that. There are healers that they can take beyond that. Beyond that is Al-Hadra Al-Muhammadiyya. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah is beyond our universe, because it is related, it is attached to Allah's name. Allah's name cannot be in something created. Has to be beyond creation, because He is the Creator. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah raised him to that level that he is beyond that universe we are seeing. So healers can take from this universe, but from Hadra al-Muhammadiyya, which is beyond universe, there where it begins heavens. There where is heavens are. Heavens are not on in this universe. Heavens must be beyond this universe. Those kind of healers can say be and it will be. They are able to heal by the relationship that they have to Prophet and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the healer, the real healer, the curer, is the Creator. And through that manifestation of Ash-Shafi, Allah is the healer, through the manifestation of that beautiful name, Al-Hakim, the wise, Al-Wadud, all these names, that healing occur. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ
مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
We send from Holy Quran what is for the benefit of people, cure. To cure them. Linnas, he said, for everyone. He said, Quran is shifa for everyone. He didn't say to Muslim, because he added something for Muslim. Wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. After he saying shifa on linnas, cure for human being, shifa linnas, to those who are writing, right, shifa on linnas. After mentioning that Quran is shifa on linnas, linnas means for everyone. He said, wa rahmatun lil mu'minin, and mercy for believers, mu'min. So means Quran can heal anyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. Believer or not believer. And rahmah comes only for believers after. So, that, I'm speaking in general because I have to give an introduction. So that general relationship between the healer and the student is very important. As I said, there are two kinds of healers. The first kind, which take from this world and be whatever in this universe, they can heal because they have purified themselves as much as they are able to purify themselves, and they have given their teachings how they reach to that level. They taught it to people and they gave it, and they gave authorization to those who follow their methods and techniques. They can heal, but the healer is Allah, but they can, through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give healing because of the belief of the people. Mainly the belief that can heal. Belief in Allah that can heal. One month ago, I was in New Jersey, and her sister, I think, yours, Khalida, isn't it?
Yes.
She coming from Boston. She came and she said with her husband, she said that for many years she was not pregnant. And she's asking for dua. And that's what I'm saying, the reality is there, the belief. And we didn't come to that point now, but I will explain it later. But, and the greatness of the healer, who is behind that person? Who is that person related to? From whom he took his permission for healing? So she asked that, and I don't like to mention these things, but because we are discussing this, said, I don't have children, I'm not pregnant, I have problem, I have this, I have that. I said, okay, I made dua for her with Maulana Sheikh's Baraka, our Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani, may Allah bless him and give him long life, and our grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Fayyad Al-Dawstani. I said, inshallah, you'll be pregnant. And she went. She called after 2 weeks or 1 month, I don't remember. She called this Ishaq. And she said she is pregnant. So we didn't go through herbal medication. We didn't go through medical medication. We didn't go through any kind of different procedures that are needed, because sometimes there are procedures you have to follow like, for example, someone in the army go like a soldier, and after soldier what become? Sergeant?
Corporal.
Huh?
Corporal.
Corporal, and after that,
sergeant.
And after that,
lieutenant.
And after that,
captain.
Whatever, until you reach what?
General.
General. if his father is president, they overpass all that and he becomes what?
General.
General. Doesn't need to go one by steps. It depends who is your support, who is backing you. So instead of going this procedure one by one, which is necessary for some people, yeah, they have to do that through healing. They have to go through all procedure. Some healers they don't need, because those who gave them authorization can overpass all of that and reach the end without doing anything. So that's the power of our grand Sheikh, may Allah give him long life, bless his soul. And this is the power of Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, that he gives to whom he gave permission. You don't know to go the procedure. Although the procedure is important, you have to learn it. Because not every time you'll be given that power. And sometimes they let you down. Like in Battle of Uhud. Anyone knows what is the Battle of Uhud?
Yeah.
Huh? Ghazwat Uhud. Go read history. Ghazwat Badr, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with a fight against the unbelievers in Badr, he won on them. They won and took everything from them. In Ghazwat Uhud, they were more in numbers. In Ghazwat Badr, they were less in numbers. They were 313 or 315. And the others were around 1,000. They won on the 1,000 or 2,000. In Ghazwat Uhud, they were more than the unbelievers. And they thought they are winning, and suddenly everything changed and they lose. A prophet lose? No, because they didn't listen to Prophet and they didn't follow the procedures. Yeah. Allah will show them that, oh, even you are Sahaba, I bring you down. That is to show us that humbleness is needed. So procedure has to be taken and to be learned. Power will come from the other side. You can, overpass everything and reach to the top if Allah wants. So that relationship between these two type of healers, the healer that they take from dunya and the universe, and the healer they take from beyond that universe, is different. Although both of them, their goal is the same. To heal. Someone heals different and more difficult cases. Someone heals more less difficult cases. And there are techniques and ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot that we have to learn and to know. And that's why I was counting yesterday. When you do ablution, how many different ways you are moving in that ablution. First, your hand is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These are for the 9 points. Ablution is important to protect you from different attack of shaitan that he tried to attack you through 9 points that been described in the enneagram. Prayer is how many haraka, movement in the prayer, Sheikh Nurjan? If we count them, standing is one, going to ruku' is two, standing up, three, going to sajda, four, sitting, five, going to sajda, six, going up, seven, or sitting, if you sit at tahiyyat, seven. So these are for the seven different lata'if that heals you, and that are like a code to open the seven heavens. And the seven, because there is 104 books that Allah has sent on dunya, heavenly books. All of them except four were in, Allah put them all in Psalms. And Psalms and all of them put them in Taurat. And Taurat and all then of them put Allah put them in Bible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put everything in Holy Quran. And then he put all the Holy Quran in Yasin, Surat Yasin. And all of that, he put it in Fatiha. Fatiha is how many verses? Seven. Means every movement of our prayer, that's why it is very established and known. If you don't read Fatiha in your prayer is not accepted. If you read the Fatiha without a small surah, your prayer is accepted. But without Fatiha, prayer is not accepted. That's why many people who convert, they have to learn the Fatiha, or else the prayer is not accepted. Even if you don't read anything except only Fatiha, even ruku', sujood, qiyam, don't say anything, only Fatiha you say is accepted. So every movement open one secret of one ayah. And to balance the system, Allah gave us two sides. Two sides. That's why in tahiyyat you sit putting your hand together. And sometimes some people meditation, they have some different ways of putting their hands. But in reality, if you look at your hands, to balance half of the system, the right hand balance the left side, and the left hand balance the right side. To balance the system, count how many movements you have in your right side. How many? Count. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many joints?
Three.
That you can move.
15.
No. One. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven. So
not
that,
each
huh?
Not each one.
Yeah, none of each one. So that balance that side, which is seven, and that balance this side. How many points on the chakra we have? From here, look, one. How many?
Nine.
These are the nine that are balanced by the ablution. And lata'if? How many?
Six.
And then seven lata'if. Seven lata'if will be balanced with the movement of the right and movement of the left. And when you are praying, in the praying mode, you move seven different levels. So there was one wali min awliya Allah, Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi, may Allah bless his soul. His murid said to him, "Oh my Sheikh, I went to Hajj and I heard about someone in Bombay that he does miracles. And we are 60, 70 years with you, we never did a miracle." The murid is saying, "We are many years, not 60, 70, but 50, 60 years. We spent all our life and we didn't see any miracle." He said, "Ya Waladi, wait for me, tomorrow I give you an answer." I said that story before, a Grand Sheikh story. That night, Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi, by Tay, the power of Tay to move in space, he said, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim," he was at the door of that one in Bombay, that Hindu. He saw him outside waiting. He said, "I was waiting for you to come. I knew that you are coming to me." How he knew? And Grand Sheikh say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dunya give everyone equal from his mercy if someone is trying to do his best. And he said, "Oh my guest, please come inside. I have prepared for you halal food. I got a lady Muslim to cook for you because I knew you are coming." How he knew from India to Damascus? So the Sheikh said like that, Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi, and the other one, the guru, was sitting on the other side, and the food in the middle. And he said to him, "Oh my brother, pronounce the Shahada." He didn't explain to him what is the Shahada. He said, "Pronounce the Shahada." He's clever, he knows what he's telling. And that Hindu guy, guru, for half an hour, he didn't say anything. After half an hour, he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." That guru was able to relate to every energy that is on earth and within earth, that also that is in universe. He can channel it through himself and release it to other, curing everyone. He had that power. Of course he had that power. How he knew the Sheikh is coming even? And Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdad, as soon as he said the Shahada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for him the meaning of the ayah, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah gave him authority, not only in that universe, within it, but beyond it, from heavens. He was able now to reach, to relate with the energy in heavens, with angelic power. Because angelic power only restricted to believers. And Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi said, "Oh my son," after he said Shahada, "why you waited half an hour? Why you didn't say it from beginning?" And that's what is important for all of us. He said, "All of my life, I was against my ego. Whatever my ego tells me to do, I do the opposite. So when you ask me to say the Shahada, pronounce the Shahada, I ask my ego, do I pronounce or not? And my ego said, are you crazy? You want to begin from beginning? You want to be a beginner and now you are on the top of the ladder? Don't say it. He said, for 25 years I disobeyed my ego. When my ego told me not to do it, I did it. So Sayyidina Khalid Baghdadi returned and he said to his murid, he brought all his murids and the one who asked him, he said, oh my children, for 25 years that guru was against his ego, and we are for 1 second not against our ego. So how we are going to reach when we are not against our ego? So healers, in order that they will be able to cure people, they have to have a power of coming against their egos and disobeying their egos, in order that the Sheikh will give them permission to do healing. Now they can study and learn, and they can heal through what they study in different kind of books. But a real healing that will rejuvenate the heart and bring that person who is sick to the right path, even though he is sick, they take that opportunity to heal him and bring him to the right way of Islam, needs the power of a healer, a real healer. And real healer has an authorization to overpass all kind of restrictions that's been in front of him by the power of his Sheikh. For that reason, I will, inshallah, with Mawlana Sheikh's permission, I will authorize 3 people tonight here to, for that healing, overpassing all the requirements that needed to be studied, in order they can carry that message and heal with the barakah of Grand Sheikh and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. May Allah bless him.
Amen.
And the rest must not be sad or jealous. Everyone Allah gave something different. Allah gave everyone a different heart, a different way. Everyone to the Sheikh is like, as the Mawlana described it, everyone of us is like a diamond on his turban. If you take one diamond out, the turban looks ugly. So all of us, we are like diamond on his turban, and we hope that he will accept us. So I call Nurjan to sit here, and his sister, and that lady Sara there, come sit here. Put your hand on your brother's head and shoulder. Dastur ya Sayyidi ya Sultan al-Awliya, madad. Dastur ya Sayyidi Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, madad. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. As Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, and as a Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, he authorized me for that healing power. And after Maulana Sheikh Nazim's permission, I will authorize three of them for that healing power, but in the rank that they are sitting, that everyone knows where is his rank. So first for Nurjan, second for Hadiya, third for Sarah. So if Sarah has a problem, she goes back to Hadiya. Hadiya has a problem, she goes back to Nurjan. Now everyone can be independent when they are far away. Whatever comes to their heart, they have that permission. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As my Sheikh authorized me, I am authorizing three of them, overpassing all these small studies. But I am requesting that Sarah can study from Nurjan or different ways and issues that she needs for her Sufi training. Hadiya doesn't need. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hadiya can connect directly to Maulana Sheikh Nazim and she gets everything. All of them also they can connect, and inshallah they can heal. When they want to heal, they have to make the adab of the tariqah first. Three times Shahada, Fatiha, Istighfar 25 or 70 times, Fatiha, Aman al-Rasulu, 11 Kulu Allahu Ahad, Kul A'udhu Rabbi al-Falaq, Kul A'udhu Rabbi al-Nas, 10 La Ilaha illallah, 10 Salawat, and give to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Awliya Allah, and then they can pray two rak'at, and then they can read on sick people, inshallah they will be healed. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله سيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا والقرآن كتابا والله على ما نقول وكيل. وقبلنا بسيد الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقان شيخا مرشدا. الله
الله الله حق الله 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 حق الله 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 حق.
إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحبه الكرام وإلى أرواح إخواني الأنبياء والمرسلين وخدماء الشرائع والأرواح الأئمة الأربعة لأرواح مشايخنا لطريقة النقشبندية العلية خاصة لروح إمام الطريقة وعوت الخليفة رجب الدين نقشبند محمد ويسير البخاري لحضرة أستاذنا سيدنا سلطان الأولياء سيد الشيخ الله يفاز الدار الثاني سيد الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني عبد الخالق والإخوان وآل ختم الخواجة كان سائر ساداتنا سبقين الفاتحة. تقبل الله. يلا صاحب قول عزاك.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله